This week we are in chapter 13, which we read last week. And a lot of you remember what last week was about, the 13th chapter?
Leprosy.
About what?
Leprosy.
Leprosy, or we'll talk about that, all right? Any...
But what is a warp and a wolf?
I'm sorry, what? Ellie will answer that question. I don't know much about.
The warp and the wolf are on a woven fabric, not knitted. Your threads go this way.
Horizontal.
And then the others come this way.
Okay.
So you have vertical and horizontal threads. One's warp, one's woof.
No. It would say leather. We talk about three garments here. This is talking about three different kinds, and only three different kinds. And it has to do with linen, right? And what else? Wool and leather. So we're talking about those three particular garments. Yes.
What does God want us to, what does he want us to, Daniel teaches us about how do we see Messiah in that. Is this apply? And I was thinking to myself that being burned, it's like, it reminds me of the end days and God burning us up, and our garments have leprosy in us now. Does it apply to how we are now? Should I be looking at it like...
Or is there a higher meaning rather than what's written? Is a higher meaning rather than what is written?
Yeah, is that
all right.
Leprosy
in me? We'll talk about that.
Is that leprosy in me?
We will talk about that. Any other questions?
Just a comment. I'm beginning to realize how very, very important it was to know the difference between clean and unclean.
What was the last statement?
It's very important to know the difference between clean and unclean.
Very important.
When it's talking about leather, is it any kind of leather or is it just a particular kind of leather?
Any kind of leather that's made into any kind of garment whatsoever it could be used for. Whether it's the cow or the sheep or the ram or a goat.
I think it's interesting how the high priest is kind of like our doctor as well as our spiritual.
All right. We have to put back into our minds a sequence of what is transpiring. All right? So we're going to remember in the 10th chapter of Leviticus, it's the ordination, right, of the priesthood. And the very end of the chapter, it tells the function that the priest is supposed to do, which covers in chapter 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. And only one of the subject matters is being covered. In the 10th verse on the 10th chapter, it talks about that the priest is to distinguish between that which is holy and unholy, and between that which is clean and unclean, and that they will teach the people what is holy and what is unholy, what is clean and what is unclean. Now, since we went through the 11th chapter, do we have to go to the high priest to find out what animal is clean or unclean? Once we have been told that by the priest, we don't have to keep going back to the priest to ask him the question. That now given knowledge to us. Now we are to live by what the priest through Moses was told to say, right? So we live by the clean and unclean that's listed in the book 11th chapter, correct? So we don't have to go back and find out. But remember, the issue here in chapter 11 was clean and unclean. Now, in chapter 12, what was it about? Remember? About the birth of a child. And when the woman is clean and when she's unclean. Doesn't say when she's holy and unholy. Just clean and unclean. Right? Now we're in the 13th chapter here. And now there is a lot of things that's listed here. This doesn't just cover what we call leprosy. Leprosy is a generic word, and it happens to be, it actually affects, quote, houses. We'll find that out in the next chapter. The leprosy does not mean what we would think of today, modern terminology. In Hebrew, that word does not mean what we think it means, in the sense of a leprosy, that you're something's wrong with you and don't touch anybody and yell, unclean, 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 unclean. We'll get to the bottom of all this as we go through this process. So I want to, first of all, talk and go through a little bit of sequence, okay? The first thing we have in chapter 13, and the beginning of verse 1, he says, Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, what? First thing he's talking about in general process is something to do with the skin, right? The surface skin, your body. And there are two basic things that this particular area is covering. Number one is the skin is either malignant or harmless. As we go through this chapter, we'll find out if it is this way, it's not harmful. If it's this way, something is wrong. Okay? The object with God is to have the priesthood tell the people what is what? Harmless and what is not harmless. Or what is clean and what is unclean. That's the function. The second thing that talks about is eruption. Something's happening to the skin. An eruption takes place in the skin. Now, we're talking a generic area here first for church. We're talking all the way to verse 11. And there's several things that this whole area covers. Okay? Talk about something called a white spot or a white patch or a bright spot in some of your translations. Then it goes on that this disease or this leprous disease, which is really not what it is. We'll talk about the definition of that word. It really means in Hebrew, that word does not mean what you think it means. Basically, it has a meaning of a range of disorder, something that's not in order, but out of order, and it affects the skin and the garments and the house. So we're talking about something that's not up to par, put this way. And when we get into the next chapter, we'll find out what we do about a house. And they use the very same word. And it's been translated in your English language as leprosy. Well, it's not a good word because the 14th chapter also tells you how a person who really has leprosy or any kind of disease that can be harmful, regardless of what it is, how long it takes and what you must do. This is not talking about a disease that cannot be, neither this chapter nor the next chapter, that cannot become clean. No matter how bad it is. Also in my research in these chapters, I find it very fascinating that the longest duration of what's called segregate is 3 weeks or 21 days. Now, we just had this Ebola thing, right? They want 21 days. That's a fascinating phrase, isn't it? Now, biblically, it says 21 days or 7 weeks. Not from Sabbath to Sabbath. Talking the when it starts. Let's see, if it started on a Monday, guess what? Next Monday, next Monday, next Monday. Or if it's Wednesday, 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 Wednesday. It's not talking about Shabbat. It talks about the 7 days. Just talking about 7 days. And on the seventh day of this coordination or this isolation, the priest must go back and relook at it again. So don't get associated with Sabbath. This word Sabbath doesn't show up. It talks about a certain period of time. All right? And we keep on going here, and it talks about something that the high priest should do. He has to examine it, right? Verse 3, he has to examine it. And it talks about examining what? The hair, if it turns white, or if it's deeper than the actual skin surface itself. He must examine that. And after a while, he must re-examine it and say, it's unclean. Something is amiss here. It's not filthy. It's not corrupted. Something is out of order. Something is disordered about. Something is happening to that surface of the skin. Now, we're only talking about right now the surface of the skin in this particular first section. And if it's not deeper, then you wait for 7 more days. That is verse 4, 7 days to do it. And it's re-examined again. If there's no change, verse 5, what happens?
Shut up again.
Yeah. And you re-examine another and no change, verse 6, then what happened? Is the person clean or unclean? If the sore, verse 7 and 8, if the sore or that plague or that disease or whatever that disorder is, if it continues on after cleansing, now it has to go through a cleansing process. So they clean themselves up, and we'll talk about the cleansing process here in a minute. Then if it's still not proper, still not solved, then what happens? He goes into verse 9, 10, 11, into what's called isolation. Now, this is just the beginning of the introductory. Of what's called skin. Talk about what happens to the skin. One of those categories is, in verse 12, leprosy or this breakout from the head to the foot. Now, we're getting into detail here. If this disorder happens from the head to the foot, what takes place? It's unclean. Verse 13. All turned white. If it's all, however, white, that is clean, white, no mars on it, then it's not unclean. It is clean. The priest has to look at it and examine it. And he finds out, okay, if this is the skin all over the body, from head to foot, all over, all right? If there seems to be something unusual about it, the high priest or the priest has to examine it, of course, and he's covered his entire body. He's unclean until the priest looks at it and finds out. And then he says, okay, this is, if it's all white, guess what? You're clean. The next one is, if there's any what's called raw flesh appears. Now, raw flesh, technically speaking in Hebrew, means the living flesh, that is brand new flesh is coming out. If that is coming out, then something else the priest has to do. Remember, if it's all white, he's clean. Now, if it happens to be appears that new flesh is coming up, now it's unclean. Verse 14 and 15. Now, if that raw flesh that's coming out turns white, what happens? It's clean. So we're talking about, now we're getting into more detail here, about something that's all over the body, from head to toe, right? And if it's all white, okay, it's clean. If portions of that body has raw flesh appearing, it's unclean until the priest examines it and finds out that if it is white, he's still clean. Yes?
So does the raw flesh mean like a sore? Or, I know you're not speaking about skin per se, you've got other things.
Yeah,
but
we'll talk. It's actually the skin, new skin is coming up. New skin is being formed on the body somewhere. Brand new skin is coming out. Something old is going away. Okay? And now new flesh is coming. It's not, raw is a really horrible word to use. It means, really in Hebrew, new living flesh is coming. That's basically what it means in Hebrew. Because that word raw means living. Really, I don't know why they translated it that way, but nonetheless it's there. Now that's the thing about that's all over from head to toe, right? Now that breaks it down to another category. Okay? The next category is what? Boil. Now, when we have a boil, we people think we have boil, do you think it's leprosy? No, something's disordered about the skin. There's something on that skin, and a boil shows up. We have that quite common, not in our society, perhaps. Maybe we do. My sister, I remember, had a boil when she was a kid, but I haven't met anybody for a long, long time who had a boil. But what happens now, if a boil shows up, what takes place? If the boil is white and bright spot, verse 19, and is deeper than the skin and white hair appears, guess what? It's unclean. Verse 20. In other words, now the priest has to examine it, find out what is going on. So he finds out what's going on, and what does he have to do? If it's not white, verse 21, and it fades away, guess what happens? He's not. If there's no white spot, remember the first was white hair, unclean, now with no white hair, and it fades away. Clean. No problem. However, if it spreads, what must the priest say? Unclean. If it doesn't spread, verse 23, it's clean. In other words, tell the difference between a boil on your skin and another boil. One boil is no problem. The other boil can be a problem if it spreads. If it doesn't spread and turns white and fades away, it's clean. Don't worry yourself over those things. Now, when we learn and grow up in our life, in our society, many of you mothers know exactly when your child is sick or there's a disease problem or something wrong with the skin, and you first thing you do, you look at it, you examine it, and you find out if it's malignant or if it's just a surface stuff. You have to wait. How long? 7 days? A time period, and say, okay, it's fading away. Oh, the child not unclean. The child now clean. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a matter of ritual. There's nothing here except for one, we'll talk about the next week, that you have to go to the high priest to have some kind of sin and transgression. Nothing. We're just talking about what is clean and what's unclean based upon skin. All right? The surface stuff. Now, next issue is verse 24. If you get burnt, how many of you have ever gotten burnt? The Word of God says, what happens? If it becomes bright spot or white, examine the burn. If it's deeper than the skin, it's unclean. Guess what? The burn went deeper. What do you call it? Phase 1, 2, and 3, whatever it is. It's going into the muscle. Okay? Maybe something is really bad here. It's going to take time for it to heal. If it's just surface, how many of you have been burnt just the surface? Most of us have. And in a very short period of time, you're not unclean until it finally fades away. Then you become clean. Do you understand the difference between clean and unclean? We're not talking what is holy, what is unholy. We're talking about what is clean and what is unclean, meaning what? What does clean mean? What does unclean mean?
I don't know.
Something that's unclean is something's amiss. Something's not right. Something that's gone haywire or gone wrong. Something wrong with your skin. There's something that's bad. So clean means what? There's nothing wrong. You're healthy. You're in good health. Put it in our modern terms. So we're talking about what is clean and what is unclean. We're not talking about anything except the surface stuff. That's important because God shows us surface stuff first, right? Then he goes down here about this burnt. If it's deeper than the skin, guess what? You're unclean. If it's not deep, after 7 days, verse 26, if it's not deeper than the skin, 7 days later, what happens? You get burnt. How long does it take to heal a burn? Most of us takes about 7 days to heal a burn. Burn your hand, you always feel the pain, there's a pus coming out, and all that kind of stuff, right? When it pops and peel it off, you got new flesh coming up. Are you clean or you're unclean? Well, while still damaged, you're unclean. That is, something is amiss. Something's out of order. Something's disorder about your skin. So when you look at the clean and unclean about the skin, we don't have to go through every detail here, but I do want to come up here because it's almost 3 o'clock. This is the last one. Another one is about verse 28. It's talking about the head and the beard. Did you notice that? Now, it's kind of funny in this one because we're talking about a bald spot. If it's on the head or the beard, And it's deeper than the skin. We talk about hair, by the way, both male or female, on the head, not any place else in the body, just the head section, not from head to toe, just the head. All right? Keep that part in mind, what's talking about here. And it is a deeper, and then a white hair comes, or different hair turns color, it's unclean. And it says, but if it doesn't go any deeper, and even if there's no black hair, wait for 7 days. Verse 31. This will be re-examined. If no yellow hair shows up whatsoever, what is it supposed to do? Shave the hair, but not around the sore. So if man has a sore on his beard, he's got to shave all the beard off except that one spot. If a man or woman has a sore on top of her head, shave it all off until you get to this point. It means cut it short so you can see. That's what he boils down to. It doesn't mean to go bald. Because the next statement tells you, the next period talks about something else. And then after 7 days, you re-examine it again, verse 34. And then you're supposed to do what? Now it says you must wash yourself and your clothes and then be re-examined. If it spreads, you're still unclean. If it doesn't spread, now you're clean. So we're talking about what is, and put in our terminology, a healthy and unhealthy. Something's disorder. We understand that, right, in our logical thinking today, in modern English, modern time. What is it that when you have a sore, something about your skin, what do you do about it? You examine it, you look at it. Now here, the Word of God says, this is what you must look for. And he said, now, how do you make that which is unclean, clean? Wait. 7 days. Check it again. 7 days. Check it again. Up to 3 weeks. Check it again. And you become clean. Not that you're filthy. Not that you're obnoxious. Not that you are uncalled for. You can't be around people. This means your skin service is something different. Do you understand what I'm saying? If not, you probably got yourself burnt. Do you isolate yourself for 7 days, not knowing so who you are, where you're at, and you hid yourself? No. You're with family, you're with friends. You're not barred from the community. There's only one particular thing we'll talk about a little later on that talks about being barred from the community. And that's in verse 38. Verse 38. It's called bald spot, or called a bright bald spot. Kind of funny. What does brightness mean? I mean it's glowing? It blinds your eyes? Not in Hebrew. Just means there's a spot that's bright or it's different. Okay, what does it happen to? Now it says here, if the bright spots on the skin of the body dull and white, guess what? Clean. Now, when we talk about spots, there are an awful lot of people who have spots on their body. Some are hidden, you can't see. Others are, you can see them visibly. It could be on their face, it could be on their arms, it could be anywhere else, and you can see it. And we'd have a hard time of it. We think, oh, something wrong with that child. No, because it says something is different here. If it is a body, if it's dull, it's not bright, guess what? It's clean. Don't worry yourself about it. Don't sweat about it. If the hair has fallen off from his head, guess what? He's just bald. Bald spot. Man has no hair in his head. He's a bald spot. His whole head is bald. He's got a big spot up there. Is he clean or is he unclean? He's still clean. We're talking about skin condition here. Talk about verse chapter 13. He's talking about skin. Yes.
There are some types of skin cancer that are pearly, which is totally, to me, he's talking about something different than the usual. And that
we'll keep on going here because it's very important. Verse 42, he says, the bald head, a reddish white sore. Now something is showing up on the skin. We're not talking deep down inside a cancerous in your liver or in your heart or in your brain or anything. We're talking surface stuff. Like what? What's the most surface cancer you can think of? Skin cancer. Right? So he said, now, if it shows up, guess what? Examine it and find out. It's unclean. Something is bad. Next, next category. If the leper, the clothing, he must tear his clothes apart, get rid of them. Why? We'll talk about that in the next segment. His hair is to be either bare or, when he read it, hang loose. And he has to cover his mustache. What does he have to do then? He has to cry, unclean. And he shall live alone. So here now we're talking about the bald spot that now is and can affect others. Right? I don't think skin disease affects anybody else except that person. That cancer is not something that can be transmitted from one person to the next person by contact of skin to skin. We're talking in the 13th chapter about skin. Right? I'm not going to go into any other thing than reading what it says. And see if we can't get a picture of what it is all about. The last one is in verse 47. Let's talk about these garments. That's wool, linen, and leather. Right? Now, in verse 47, it says, the garment has a leprous plague in it. Now, there's a garment that the person has worn from the previous spot about the 42nd verse. Now, the garments which he had to tear off, right? They'd take them off. What were they supposed to do with them? Well, there's a different way. So God says, now, this is what I want you to handle. That garment now that has become unclean. What do you do with your clothes? Let's watch. The priest shall examine the plague that's on the wool, linen, or leather. Isolate the garment for 7 days. And during that period of time, verse 55, if even after it's been washed, has not changed, and where's the plague, the stuff that's on it is still visible, nothing's changed, then we're supposed to do with it. Now you burn it. It's unclean, burn it. However, after the wash, you have another 7 days, and if it doesn't show, if there is a change in the garment, wool, linen, or leather, if there's a change, when you see that spot, that disturbed section that's been diseased or been had a problem with it, if it's been washed and cleaned and doesn't show up, guess what happens to the wool and the linen and the leather? Becomes clean. So now we're at a point. What's this all about?
And this is just me, but I have Heavenly Father's busy working with me, and when He's working on me on the inside, like this time, it actually took 21 days. I stay away, I get busy in Scripture, and He makes me cleaner. This whole thing has just been reminding me of how when I go for a while, I need to be alone with my Father, my high priest, and then He starts cleaning.
Wash you your garments and be clean, you know. You can clean your garments. You can
clean the outside. What does it have to do with God? What does it have to do with God? Looks like it's all to do with people. What has God have to do with this stuff? He's the one that said, do it. Why would He want that done? Because we are always going to be filthy or clean or unclean? Or healthy or unhealthy? What is He after? What is He showing us? What is He telling us? We're talking the surface skin. On the surface. Not deep inside. Except rare cases if it goes below the skin. Something is worse. What is the outward appearance? What is the outward appearance God wants us to be?
Holy, particularly
No, this has nothing to do with holy or unholy. Has to be healthy or clean. And what does that tell anybody else? I'm sorry, what?
Do what he says.
Do what he says, okay. Separated, okay. Go ahead.
God is preparing a people who look different. He's calling them out of Egypt, and he's preparing us to be a light. And so if I'm walking, like I said, I ask God for forgiveness. If I'm walking and saying I'm with God and I don't look like that to my family, I'm unclean.
Yeah, as we go farther into chapter 14 and 15, this looks like he says, on the outside of the cup, how do you keep the outside of the cup clean? You go deeper into the skin that cannot be seen. So inwardly, there's something that has to be clean, spiritually speaking, so that the outward part is clean. You understand what I'm saying? Even on the skin disease, we're talking the surface, the outward appearance, the cup, the glass, the mug, the plate, whatever it is. The outside of the surface must be clean. If it is, and there's no problem, guess what? The garment is clean. Guess what? The person is clean. Guess what? That spot there has no, does not grow. It's clean. The person's clean. So inside of the person, this chapter is talking about what goes, it goes deeper than the skin. All right? Now, this is the point when you take a look at it. It says, okay, God, is this issue about surface skin or is this issue about that which goes deeper? The ones that go deeper, there's a quarantine. And one that goes deeper, there's something you've got to do about it. It's more serious. Yes?
I think that this is a process we're talking about. And we're talking about pinpointing a problem. And then we're talking about time. And setting apart for a certain period of time.
Certain period of time.
To be cleansed.
Yeah.
And I mean, for myself, okay, it's like spending time daily repenting for whatever God brings to mind. And then it's like a cycle. And I can feel that inwardly, he has, over time, begins to bring me into a more peaceful place. As I do what he tells me to do in repentance and whatever he's bringing to mind every day, every day. And then little by little, we give it time.
Give it time.
And then it begins, those things begin to heal. Like I'm even talking about like grieving, things we've had to go through, traumas that we've had to go through. We have to give it time and we have to respect ourselves and not expect ourselves to get over anything instantly. We have to submit to his timing and not, be hard on ourselves or expect something from ourselves, or wonder, or, you know, it's more like we have to have faith that in time, these things are going to come full circle and there's going to be healing.
Well, what you were saying about how, you know, when it's something that's deeper than just the surface, then the inside is what has to be dealt with. And it just reminds me, there are two places in Scripture. One says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And another place says, take every thought captive. And, you know, you can control your speech. Like if there's a phrase that you use a lot and somebody finally says, you know, you really shouldn't talk like that. You can control that for a time. But if it's related to a certain way that you think, like a pattern or something that's from the past in your life that needs to be corrected, other things will come out of your mouth that mean the same thing. You have to go to God and you have to deal with that internal pattern.
And then after that, the phrase disappears from your vocabulary without you even deciding it.
I have a common habit of saying,
I don't care. And Heavenly Father's like, no, you can't say that anymore. So I would find myself saying, I don't care. And I'm like, no, I do care. I care. I care. But now I don't even say it anymore. So that's been a big healing with me because I do care.
Now, when we look at this chapter 13, there are places within this chapter that says, after 7 days, if it is not changed, it is unclean. Not in each and every one of these examples, but in some of these examples, he doesn't give another 7 days. Now, that tells me something different, doesn't it? Not every case has double sevens. Some just have one. And if it still shows up, it's unclean. It doesn't go through a process of another 7 days. Now, that gets a little serious, don't you think? Now, we talk about skin disease, right? Or we talk about something much deeper. Much deeper. Now, sometimes, it's like, reminds me of a parable about the word that's spread. Some on ground that is, can't grow anything. And others that go on rocks a little bit and dies out. It doesn't return. And the other where it is so polluted that you can't, it's gobbled up by the pollution. Then there's that one that's 60, 130. Okay. So anyway, that's why I kind of look at these things. Chapter 14, we'll go through that in detail again. But now that 14 is going to talk about this last thing, or one second last thing, basically is the last thing of the leopard and of the garments. Chapter 14 carries on and what to do from there. Is there no more questions?
I didn't know it got that.
It's more like a comment. I heard that the sages teach, and I know we don't care about sages, but I just thought it was interesting. Because people were saying, how can a loving God, this is atheist saying, how can a loving God put away somebody who has a skin disease when it's when they need the most of the care of the people? And this person answering the atheist says, well, the sages explain or teach that the people who get the skin disease, they were talking about bad about other people. So God put them away.
Right, but we'll go on the 14th chapter clarifies that.
But I found it interesting that Moses' sister, I can't remember her name, Miriam, she was talking about bad about Moses, and right. Then she got the skin disease. So I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting.
For 7 days.
Yeah.
When we get into numbers, we'll talk about that one in more detail, okay? But it's fascinating to know and understand, although it looks like it's all surface stuff and very, very boring, it affects something because God says, be you clean because I am clean. Be you holy because I am holy. We're talking now just one aspect of it, the cleanliness. From chapter 11 all the way to 15th chapter, cleanliness. Clean, clean, clean. Not being good health also. Also means don't disregard what I'm saying to you when it gets deeper. Yes?
I was wondering when it was talking about the skin and the raw flesh, I was thinking about poison oak and sunburn, which I've had both. And I know that when someone has severe burns, they need to be in a sterile area.
Right, a serious one. That's correct.
Yeah, to heal. So I'm wondering, can we interpret it that way, where they have to be
on a physical plane? Yes. But on a spiritual plane, the answer is still yes.
Yeah, to
okay?
be in that
this
sterile
This is the reason why the Apostle Paul said what he said. Okay? You can welcome them back after the person has looked and done something about that which is below the skin's surface. And it changed, and it repented.